Hi, who are you and what group are you representing here today?
My name is Rabbi Elchonam Kirschenbaum and I'm representing the Torah Karta.
And where is your group based?
Basically, it has world branches, but it's based in the New York area, Williamsburg, Muncie, upstate.
And you are an Orthodox branch of Judaism?
Yes.
You have a particular viewpoint there. Can you describe to me? You have a group of perhaps 6 or 7 people here today protesting in favor of...
Actually, not in favor of, but for one thing, in opposition to the Israeli attacks on Gaza. And more in general, the point we're trying to make is that Zionism and the Zionist state is against the Jewish religion. And while they claim to be speaking in the name of the Jewish people, they do not represent true Orthodox Jews. Everything they do, all the injustices, the bombings, the murders, the oppression, is not in our name. So we are using this as an opportunity, besides for just protesting the present injustice, to make it known that the Zionist state does not represent true Jews.
Is this an opinion that is widespread in Orthodox Judaism, that Zionism is not really according to the Talmud?
Yes, just about all Orthodox Jews agree with that.
But yet there are Orthodox Jews who live in Israel, so is the fact that there is a state of Israel endorsed by certain branches of Orthodox Judaism?
Orthodox Jews have lived in Israel for hundreds of years, and they really don't care all that much who's running it. They're just living there and trying to lead their religious lives. Orthodox Jews do not endorse the state of Israel. There are, unfortunately, people who have came to terms with them as a practical matter, but no one will tell you that it is religiously legitimate. Some people have, unfortunately, tried to work things out with them more practically, and our stance is that no compromise, it's illegitimate, and therefore we have nothing to do with them.
Are there discussion on what potential solutions could exist for the land of Palestine, Israel, or the Middle East at this point among Orthodox Jews?
In the end, it's all in God's hands, and we don't have the power to actually implement a solution. But South Africa changed overnight, Soviet Russia disappeared overnight, and we're hoping that the same thing could happen in Israel.
You do not think that the state of Israel should exist?
No, I do not.
But you're not sure whether there should be also a state of Palestine?
You see that sign?
Sovereignty.
All Palestine under Palestinian sovereignty.
So all people should be there under a Palestinian state?
Yes. We would like to live there as loyal citizens to a Palestinian state.
And what are the...
This man, I think, is probably crazy and illogical, but if you want to talk some sense, the people over there have a lot more sense. They have a lot more common sense arguments that work a lot better.
Okay,
if you speak to them.
Okay.
As you see, he thinks I'm crazy. So we can continue.
Oh, he was talking to you before, right?
No, he wasn't. Okay. He came over to tell you that, in his opinion, I'm crazy.
So he's in favor of a state of Israel at this point, and I see two people with an American flag and an Israel flag. So at this point, what are the activities of Orthodox Jews and how are they involved to try to defuse the situation? Because it puts some risk with Jewish lives and other people, and I'm sure they are concerned. So besides coming to a demonstration, and I've seen, you know, people of your group before, what are they involved in doing?
There is not all that much that we can do. We don't have political power. We are all praying to God, and we try to get the word out as much as possible by demonstrations, by taking out ads in the press and other things. Zionists do not represent the Jewish people. The true Jewish people are peace-loving, loyal citizens of whichever state they live in, including Palestine. We do not want to fight with anybody, and the Palestinian claims are justified, but their problem is not with us, it's specifically and only with the Zionists.
One last question. You stated that Jews should not have a state of their own and is based on biblical knowledge. Could you cite the passage?
This passage is in the Talmud. It's in Ksubas Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, page 111 in Ksubas.
Can you quote it?
Shlosh shvus hishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Am Yisrael shleyal b'chol mesh shleyim gadol b'umas ha'olam and shleyit chukas haketz.
Which translates to?
Guard four swore the Jewish nation that they should not go up in mass to the land of Israel. They should not rebel against the nations where they live. and they should not press for the end of their exile.
So living in America is okay?
Living in America is wonderful.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.